Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
You can hear Bob trying to wrangle Eddie over in the corner there. How are you going, Bob?
His attention is split between you and your treats, and Whitey's come into the studio to film this at the moment. Two of his favourite things, Whitey and treats, and then I've somehow got to compete. But he's laid down now, so hopefully we can get to business.
Good, good. Now, we do know that an election has officially been called. The 21st of May is the big day. It just so happens that Eddie happened to be already coming in the studio today. So I think we can utilise his skills. Something about Eddie is that he's big on politics.
Is he really?
He knows who he does and doesn't like. Joe Biden, for example, can't stand him.
That's true. I remember that.
Every time he gets up on a TV screen, he loses his mind. So I'm thinking, we've been trying to predict a lot of things going forward in this year, Bob, over for the show. I think it's probably Eddie's turn. I've got a couple of treats here. They're both about the same size, so we're being very fair. I've also got a photo of Scott Morrison and Anthony Albanese both on the ground next to Eddie here. I think we just put down a treat.
I think so, because, I mean, he obviously can't vote, but if he's got the interest, if he's got the instinct, the natural flair for it, would be mad not to.
Who are we to argue with Eddie?
Now, this is not to say you should vote for whoever Eddie picks.
No.
But if you vote for the person he doesn't pick, you're wasting your vote. We'll say that.
Because
it's
sure.
Inevitable that the winner will be picked today.
All right. Have you got Eddie? Because I know he's a bit
flighty. I've got Eddie.
I'm going to put down the treats and then we'll just see who he goes to.
Absolutely.
Okay? Let's do it.
Eddie, you're a good boy. Stay right there.
Eddie, get a treat. Get a treat. Off
you go. He's gone to you, hasn't he?
He has gone straight to me. Hang on. If I point towards the treats, I don't want to be biased, though.
What's this? What I'm concerned about is the treat on Albo is kind of blurry into the shadow under his chin.
And also you picked up the treat.
Yeah, I did. He did technically eat ScoMo's treat, but I don't know if that was a fair judgment. He didn't really want the treat. He just wanted me.
I think you're only saying that because he's picked the person who's not the favourite. You were hoping it maybe be a bit more clear cut.
Well, look, ScoMo it is then.
I
if
think
you
that's
like,
the verdict. I think we can't ignore that.
Okay, Eddie has called it. I guess stay tuned. We'll let you know after May 21st.